WGIL Sports play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg. Celebrating life's legacy. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision.
And now, the WGIL Sports Broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Rocky Fieldhouse, Rock Island High School, Todd Meredith, Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along for Silver Streak Girls Basketball here tonight. Just getting ready to get things underway here. We're going to bring you, we're getting ready for the national anthem and starting lineups. So the Streaks and the Rocks, Galesburg 8-0 on the season. Rock Island comes in with a record of 3-2. Let's see if we can pick up our PA announcer here.
To ensure the highest possible standards of conduct, the high school athletes performing here tonight are friendly rivals as members of opposing teams. This relationship reflects the essence of interscholastic athletics, which is friendly competition. We are adult fans to remember that sportsmanship is everyone's responsibility, be it defending or beating a good sport. The officials working tonight's contest, assigned by the Western Big Six Conference, are Dean Jordan, Floyd Towers, and Amy Achke. They deserve to be extended every courtesy available to handle this responsibility in a professional manner. Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, we please rise and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem.
National anthem from Rocky Fieldhouse here tonight. Just about ready to get things underway between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Rock Island Rocks. See if we can pick up our starting lineup here.
Guard number 24, 5'6", junior, Kenyans Lighting. Forward number 34, 5'8", senior, Lauren Livingston. And forward number 40, 6'1", junior, Mr. Henry Hall, assisted by Shimon
All right, there you have our starting lineups tonight. The streaks in their road. I always call that black, but it looks more gray, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like it's a charcoal dark, yeah. Gray.
And white and black trim, white numbers. Streaks will have the basketball to start the game, as that's the way they're doing it. The road team gets it, no jump ball for some reason. Rocks in their home white with red numbers, red and gold trims, and the Streaks turn it over to start the game. On the dribble.
Oh, what a block.
By Riley Jenkins as Amari McDuffie made the steal. Riley ran down, blocked the shot. Nice look underneath to Caden Slidick, or was it to Abby? Cadence came down with a rebound after the shot.
It was Cadence.
And so she missed the shot, got her own rebound, but we got a foul.
Oh.
I thought they were going to call on the shot. They're calling on Abby Davidson.
Wow.
And she went over the back, apparently. So, Streaks not off to a great start. A great defensive play by Riley Jenkins, but the Streaks turned it over initially and then get a foul call on their first offensive possession on their end of the floor. Rocks have it. McDuffie goes right wing to Brooklyn Larson. At the right elbow goes to Allison. Pass knocked away by Lauren Livingston.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think so, too, as Riley knocked away but went right through the hands of it. I think it was touched by, who was that? Was it Davis, maybe? Inbound comes to Emily Allison, and she'll hand off to McDuffie out high on the right side. Gives way to Larson. Left wing Davis down on the left block. McDuffie puts up the five-footer, no good. Weak side rebound up and in by Jemiah Winter. 2-0 Rocks. This is Abby Davis with it out high right side. Gives to Audrey Peck. Out high left side, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Now top of the key, Lauren Livingston thought about the three. Penetration to the free throw line. 15-footer up, off the mark. Rebound comes down to Kanaya Davis for the Rocks. Outlet to McDuffie. She'll bring it across right side. Met by Cadence Light. Cadence knocked
this
the ball away.
This should be street ball, too.
Yeah, same thing. He knocked it away, and then it went off the hands of McDuffie. And they give it back to the Rocks. It'll be McDuffie to him down in front of the Streaks bench. Out high it comes to Davis, right of the center circle. Now it's McDuffie out high right side. Now right wing it goes to Davis working against Lauren Livingston. Top of the key, give way to Larson, fires the three, good. Brooklyn Larson, as Coach Massey mentioned, her really good three-point shooter, and hits one there, 5-0. Rocks pitching a shutout early on in this one. 6:35 to play first quarter. Right wing, Abby Davidson with it. Out high right side to Audrey Peck, nearly a steal, but got it away to Riley Jenkins. In the paint, it goes to Abby Davidson. Fakes, puts up the 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Lauren Livingston up off the glass, got pushed away, no good. Audrey Peck with a rebound, puts it up, got it, and she's fouled. Nice hustle on the offensive glass by the Streaks. Foul is going to go against, I believe, Davis. Looked like he put a number three up.
Yep,
does go against Kanaya Davis. That's her first. Audrey Peck with the Streaks' first point and a chance at the traditional three-point play. Yeah, on the first rebound putback attempt by Lauren Livingston, she went straight up and she ended up almost pushed all the way out of the lane and they didn't get a call. But that opened things up for Audrey to get the rebound. She put it up and in and puts the free throw in and make it 5-3 Rocks. Quickly back the other way. McDuffie met by Caden Slidick. Out high left side goes to Allison. Out between the circles, this is Larson with it. Dribbles right, gets a pick. Cut off by Abby Davidson. Down on the low block, got it over the top and a shot missed. But got her own rebound. That is Bree Stewart into the ball game. Missed again. Got her own rebound again. Kicks it out. And a three-pointer is no good. And the rebound's going to go off the hands of, who was that? McDuffie down there, I think. So the Streaks will bring it back.
No, they're saying it went off the Streaks.
Oh, okay. Well, McDuffie's going to inbound from the right baseline. I'm in a spot where I can't see the baseline. I have to stand up for that. This is Larson with it. Now Winter at the free throw line gives to Stewart. Right wing it goes to McDuffie. McDuffie on the dribble against Caden Slidick. Goes baseline, gets a reverse up and short, and the rebound comes down to Audrey Peck. Nope, got knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Streaks. I thought that went off Audrey's fingertips, but the Streaks will bring it back the other way. 5:37 to play first quarter. Rocks lead 5-3. Riley Jenkins gives to Abby Davidson left wing. Now to Audrey Peck. Top of the key to Riley Jenkins. Gets to Abby going across the lane. Turns and a travel called. He got bumped by Emily Allison and they called a travel.
Right. And I don't think it was a charge, but to me that was either a block or a charge.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly thought he was going to call a charge.
So did I.
Yeah.
But you got to give her space to land. She tripped across the lane. She jumped up to catch the pass, came back down, hit her. Kept the pivot foot and turned, and they call the travel.
Interesting. Well, Streaks have turned it over a couple of times. Stewart at the right elbow. Stewart was in double figures against Moline. Gets it down on the right block. Jemiah Winter down in the paint. There's got to be a 3 second
right.
call. She's
hasn't
still
left
in the
lane. Finally, a 3 second
there
call from
Thank
the
you.
Official at the top.
Yeah. I mean, she was in the lane a good. She got because she got posted up.
Got
then
the
they
ball.
Got the ball and then
kicked
she,
it back out.
Yeah, kicked it back out. And she was still in there.
She never left the lane the entire possession.
First substitutions for the Streaks. As Kiara Kilgore checks in, as does Lily Hudgens. Caden Slidek, Audrey Peck will get a break.
The official with the bad pass to Kiara before she can.
Oh, now pass stolen away. This is Winter drives down the right side. And
bad foul.
Oh, yeah. Riley tripped. I'm not sure if she was trying to foul. I think she was trying to stop herself from falling. And
she
tripped. And, yeah, kind of put her hands out, and they got onto the back of Winter. Winter puts a layup up and in. She's got four and a chance of a three-point play. Make it 7-3 rocks. Exactly 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Jemiah Winter, 5'10 senior. By the way, Stewart, who came off the bench, she was in double digits against Moline the other night. She actually led them with 14 points. Winter with the three-point play makes it 8-3 rocks. Riley Jenkins across midcourt right side. Kicks it over right wing. Lily Hudgens for three. Ooh. Off the back iron, no good. Right on target, a little bit long. Stewart with a rebound gives way to McDuffie. McDuffie left wing to Danae Robinson. Robinson penetrates. Runner in the paint off the glass. No good. Too strong. Stewart with a rebound. Not sure where she's going. She should have put the shot straight back up. Now kicks out for three to Winter. In and out and back in. Well, I guess it ended up being a good pass, but she had a easy touch. She brought the rebound out. She would have gone straight back up. She would have had an easy two probably. Now Coach Massey calls timeout. 4:26 to play here in the first quarter. Streets trail 11-3.
This is a good timeout by Coach because the team's just getting out hustle at this point.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streets road games. Tonight we're driving a very nice 2019 Nissan Altima, absolutely loaded. This vehicle is really, really nice. Everything you want and wanted. You know what's great? Certified pre-owned. That means you've got peace of mind. You can buy this vehicle with confidence. So much covered. If I can find my information, I have it here somewhere amongst all my papers. Where did it go? Oh, here it is underneath my scorebook. It was hiding. But with the certified pre-owned, we're talking about pro-certified lifetime warranty. It includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage to you, and no cost to you. That's the big thing as well. So all of the new Nissans at Galesburg Nissan come that way, and all the certified pre-owned as well. And you can even go a little extra than that if you want for an extra cost. The Automotive Preferred Care Plus program service contract, it covers just about everything. So go check them out, Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less, home of the lifetime warranty. Streets with a basketball. Audrey Peck out high on the volleyball spike line. Gets to Riley Jenkins out high left side. Dribbles left, gets a pick from Kara Kilgore, goes baseline. Drives in, kicks it out to Lauren Livingston out high on the right side. Lauren drives down the left side of the lane, runner up, too strong. Rebound comes down to area B for Rock Island. B out high right side, gives on the right wing to Larson. Larson back to B. B, top of the key, dribbles left. Gets a pick from Stewart, now back out high to Larson near the circle. Now goes to Winter out high on the right side. Back to Larson. Now it's B with it. Free throw line. Driving down the right side. Blocked by Audrey Peck. It was Danae Robinson. Nice defensive play by Audrey Peck. Riley Jenkins with it. Down the left side of the lane. Found an opening. Puts it up. Can't hit, but gets fouled on the arm by Bree Stewart. That'll be the first foul on Stewart. Second team foul on Rock Island. And Riley Jenkins with a chance to get a couple of points. The Streaks' only points came from the Audrey Peck three-point play. A basket and a foul hit the free throw.
Yeah, streaks have to understand that, as in typical Rock Island fashion, they're over-pursuing everything. So you got to look for back cuts and back screens.
Riley off the mark a little bit. First free throw, Caden Slidek back in. She'll replace Lauren Livingston. Emily Allison back in for Rock Island. She replaces Jemiah Winter. Also, McDuffie back up, and Delia Connor checking in for the first time for the Rocks. 3:27 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 11-3. Riley Jenkins, 5'9", senior to the free throw line for the Streaks. Puts a left-handed shot up and nailed that one. So she gets on the board for the first time tonight. Make it 11-4. It'll be McDuffie to bring it up for the Rocks on the right side. And now we're going to have a push called on
Cadence.
Yep, Cadence Leidick. That is her first. Well, you're either going to let him be aggressive or you're not.
Right.
And that time it was not. Larson inbounds to McDuffie. She's got it in the center circle. Now goes left. Guarded by Caden Sliding. Gets a pick from Allison. Now drives down the right side. Kicks out to Larson for three. Right wing. Missed it short, but gets her own rebound.
Okay, that can't happen.
Now lost it. Goes to the floor. Now we're going to have a tie-up. Good hustle by Lily Hudgens. Got tied up there with McDuffie, but the possession arrow points toward the rocks.
Yeah, you can't let that happen, Tom. You got to be aware of where she is and then box her out after she takes that three-point shot.
Yeah, even when you're on the perimeter, because she knows where it's going. Inbound to Stewart, and
We got another foul. This one on Audrey, maybe?
I have no idea.
Yep, it's on Audrey.
Stewart made a nice bounce pass to Allison, who was wide open down on the right block, and the whistle blew and called a foul. So first foul on Audrey, but we may have gotten a break there anyway. McDuffie to inbound. In it comes Allison down on the left block. Kicks out high right side to Connor. Now right wing back to McDuffie. Working against Caden Slidick. Pulls it out. Fakes.
Charging call.
Well, I think what we couldn't see, it looked like she stuck that right arm out and pushed it in.
She stiff-armed her.
Yeah.
But not something you see called all that often, though.
No. So the foul and the turnover on the rocks as Lauren Livingston and Abby Davidson check back in. They're in with Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins, and Caden Slidick. Just under 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Streets trail 11-4. Riley on the dribble, down the right side of the lane.
Carry.
Got a call for the carry.
Yep.
Well, what McDuffie is doing, she is forcing Riley to go right, and Riley wanted to take advantage and try to blow past her, but she bounced too hard and came up high. That's another one that hardly ever gets called because we've seen a lot of high dribbles, and we see a lot of the actually carrying it where they put the hand under the ball.
Right.
But that one, the high dribble, they hardly ever call that anymore. Now a block shot by Abby Davidson as McDuffie drove down the right side of the lane. Riley with a rebound, pulls it out, left wing or left baseline. Kicks out to Audrey Peck, 15-footer is short. Abby Davidson with a rebound.
Call for over the back.
It could be called for going over the back.
Who shot that one, Riley?
Audrey. It was Audrey. So that is the second foul on Abby Davidson. And the Rocks will bring it back the other way with 2:26 to play in the quarter, leading 11-4. McDuffie gives to Allison. Left wing it goes to Connor. Back to Allison. Dribbles right. Gets a pick from Stewart. Picks up, swings it over to McDuffie out high left side. Amari McDuffie, left elbow, hesitates down the left side of the lane. High off the glass, no good. Rebound, Abby Davidson for the Freaks. Got it to Riley Jenkins. Down court, Caden Slidick running the floor up off the glass. And
nice.
That's what we were looking for. Got it in Riley's hands. Everybody on the run. She got it up court quickly, and now it's 11-6 Rocks with 1:49 to play here in the first quarter. McDuffie at the free throw line. Stop. Looked like she traveled. Kicked it out to Larson. Steps back. Gives it to Stewart at the free throw line. Going to have another 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Stewart was standing in there just about that whole time when McDuffie came up, and by the time she got to Larson, I think Stewart was in the lane the entire time. Kara Kilgore back in. She'll replace Abby Davidson, who's got two fouls. 1:42 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 11-6. So apparently we're not doing the under five. Once a half. It's different every game, it seems like.
Right.
Kilgore, nice move down the left side. Laid it up and in. Wow, she had Allison come out on her fake right, went left, laid it up with the left hand in. That was a nice move. 11-8 now. Streaks trail by three. 1:24 to play here in the first quarter. Larson with it out on the left wing. Out high left side now. Gets to Winter on the right wing. Winter picks it up. Gives back to Larson between the circles with 1:12 to play. Larson out right of the center circle being guarded by Riley Jenkins, left wing. And her pass is blocked. Got it over to Connor, and Lauren Livingston blocked the pass. It went out of bounds on the sideline. The Rocks will get it back. Back into the Rock Island lineup, Kanaya Davis, 5'8 junior. And in for the Streets, Grace Nelson will give Riley Jenkins a break with 1:06 to play here in the first quarter. Streets trailing by three. Davis inbound from the far sideline, and it comes to McDuffie. She'll work against Caden Slidick. Now right of the center circle. Free throw line to Winter. Winter looks over the defense underneath to Allison. Got loose. Get it up off the glass and in. Nice play by the Rocks. Winter was just waiting for Allison to get the pick and get open, and she did. Now, I'm not sure how you didn't call a carry, or if you didn't call the foul there, you had to call the carry. The ball got knocked out of bounds. Grace Nelson with a high dribble also, but it's because she got bumped at the time. Ball ended up out of bounds. It goes back to the Streaks. 45 to play in the quarter.
And Grace B Nelson is all
man,
over.
She's pushing down the sideline.
Jeez.
There we go.
Gee whiz. I didn't think they were going to call it. So,
you know, Area B with her first
years
foul.
Ago, the emphasis was put on that freedom of movement, and there was no freedom of movement there. She might as well just put a saddle on her. She's riding her so hard.
40.9 to play. Grace Nelson inbound, looking for help. Finally gets it in to Lauren Livingston. Right baseline, fires a three. Good!
Oh, nice.
Nice job. That'll hopefully get the lid open. Now the Streaks are down by two, 13-11, 30 seconds to play here in the quarter. Allison out high left side. Left wing, it goes to Larson. Larson on the dribble, brings it back out. Gives to Allison between the circles. She'll dribble right, gets a pick from Winter. Picks up. And a pass knocked away by Kiara.
Oh, she's out of bounds.
Comes up with a steal. It's got to go back to the Streaks. The official stood there and looked. Now he calls a jump ball. Come on.
It's going to be a streak ball, but
yeah.
That she ran out of bounds before she touched it.
Yeah.
So Allison should not have been able to touch the basketball when she did.
Yeah. I coach is still arguing something. I don't know. But Streaks get it nonetheless, but lose the possession as Riley Jenkins comes back in with 15.9 to play. What a great defensive play, though, by Kiara Kilburn.
Yeah.
Nice move down on the offensive end, and then a great defensive play there.
She's definitely playing above her class level, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Riley across midcourt, now with 10 seconds to play. Gets a pick from Kiara, dribbles left down the left side of the lane, has Winter to beat, puts it up high off the side of the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes down to B with 3 seconds to play, 2 seconds, and fires one up. And rebound comes down to Audrey Peck. She just went in there wildly and ran into Lauren Livingston on the way up. Missed a shot. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Rock Island Rocks 13, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Gah! What happened with Wentworth's collision repair? I told him you better call Dave's. Dave's Auto Body, but that repair looks like a Hollywood actor with bad Botox and a weird facelift. Dave's doesn't jink around with cheap knockoffs. They restore to factory specs, and his techs get continuing primo training. And Dave's lifetime warranty beats the boogers out of the wannabe Dave shops. Hey, kids, here comes Wentworth again.
Dave's Auto Body.
Now try not to stare.
You better call Dave.
Hey, Wentworth, are you crying?
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Rock Island Fieldhouse, the Galesburg Silver Streak Shield, the Rock Island Rocks 13-11, three-pointer up and no good by McDuffie. Now Rocky with the offensive rebound. They get it kicked out to Danae Robinson on the left wing, and she puts the three up and in. So now make it 16-11. The Streaks have cut it to two. Now Riley Jenkins with it on the left wing. Gives to Kiara Kilgore, tap of the key. Left side it goes to Cadence Leidick. Cadence on the dribble, and Coach Massey yelling something. And now the Streaks turn it over. McDuffie runs it down on the baseline and had to save it in. She lost her balance, and now the Streaks with numbers going the other way. Riley down the left side lane. Kicks to Lauren. Left wing for three, way short.
Ooh.
And a rebound comes down to Robinson for the Rocks. Now she lost the handle and went right off the foot of Kiara Kilgore, so they're going to call a kick, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, the rule says you're supposed to actively try to kick the ball, not just if it goes off your foot. But unfortunately there, I don't think Lauren ever got her feet set. She has to commit. If she's going to shoot that three, she's got to commit to it. Get set up and let Riley deliver the ball. She kind of was trying to run with Riley and then stay out wide, and so she never got any legs underneath that three-point shot.
Lily Hudgens back in. She'll give Cadence Leidick a breather. This is McDuffie, left side, goes to the baseline, picks up, tried to get to Winter inside. Audrey Peck knocked it away.
Oh, wow. They're going to call Audrey with a foul. And I thought he blew the whistle right away, but he didn't get a good solid blow on it, and now he's going to call it late. And
Audrey, the pass was high over the top, and Audrey reached up and knocked it away from behind, and now she's got two fouls. So Abby Davis and Audrey Peck both with two fouls for the Streaks. McDuffie the inbound from the left baseline. Over the top, knocked away by Lauren Livingston. Now it's going to go off of, Kanaya Davis last, so the Streaks will bring it the other way. Now Abby Davidson is going to check back in with her, too, and she'll give Audrey Peck a break. Under seven to play, first half, Streaks trailing 16-11. Riley Jenkins will trigger the offense. Got McDuffie meeting her at midcourt. Gives out high left side to Lauren Livingston. She goes between the circles, picks up, gives to Riley, left wing, goes baseline, kicks out to Lily Hudgens for three, right wing.
Good!
Lily Hudgens with the three, nothing but net, make it 16-14 now, Rocks. McDuffie down the right side of the lane, gets cut off by Abby Davis and now brings it back out. Gives to Larson out high on the right side, 6.5 to play first half. Now McDuffie, right wing, working against Lily Hudgens. Kicks it over to Winter out high left side. Missed the three. Rebound, Riley Jenkins. Riley across midcourt in the center circle. Gives to Kiara Kilgore out high on the left side. Now to Abby Davis and out high right side. Looking for some help. Finally gets it to Lily Hudgens out high on the left side with 6:06 to play here on the half. Gets bumped, no call. Now hands off to Riley Jenkins. Riley goes to the baseline underneath Abby Davidson, and Abby was going to the opposite way and had to turn and was backing up as the pass was coming. Couldn't quite get there. Larson got there to knock it out of bounds, but it goes back to the Streaks. Just under 6 minutes to play first half, 16-14. Streaks with a chance to tie or possibly take the lead for the first time. Inbound comes to Miss Warren. Okay. Oh, she's able to run it down out near midcourt. She started to go back the other way and then was able to chase the ball down on the inbound pass. Lauren left side. Goes baseline, stops, looks for help. Nope, turns around, puts up a kind of a fadeaway, kind of threw up with one hand, couldn't hit it, got herself in a bad spot, couldn't go anywhere else with the ball. Rocks come away with it. This is McDuffie, right wing. McDuffie gives out high to B. Area B, dribbles left. On the wing now, cut off by Kiara Kilgore, now kicks inside to Stewart, puts it up off the glass and in. Bree Stewart with her first basket. They get 18-14 Rocks. Abby Davidson mid-post, turn around in the paint, short, rebound comes down to Kiara Kilgore, runner up off the glass, no, but she's fouled. Kiara Kilgore, the freshman, will go to the free throw line with two shots. The foul went against Area B.
That's her second, team's fifth.
So B with two, 5:16 to play first half. First free throw bounces high, no good, as Larson checks in and replaces McDuffie. Kara Kilgore, freshman at the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, who trail by four. Second shot, high archer is no good. Rebound, Lauren Livingston. Lost the handle on it. Now gets out to Riley Jenkins out near the center circle. It's a pick from Abby Davidson. Now down the right side of the lane, lays it up off the glass, in, and a foul.
Nice take.
Riley Jenkins with her first basket, chance at the three-point play. And the foul goes against B. And that's her third. So nice take again by Riley, as Eric mentioned. And so Riley goes to the free throw line and cuts it to one, 18-17. 5:04 to play here on the first half. Well, Henry Hall's got to keep B in there with three fouls. Now it's Larson, dribbles left. Now back to the right, down the right side. Shot
blocked. What a block.
Was that Riley that got
that? No, it was Abby.
Abby, okay, because they were both there, and Abby's the one that got it and smacked it away. Goes back to the Rocks, and Henry Hall calls the timeout.
Is this the mass timeout? Or?
Well, I thought I heard Henry say, but Henry Hall, but I'm not sure. Maybe it is the mass timeout. We'll see. Yeah, this is the mass timeout, so we'll take one as well. 4:52 to play first half. It's Rock Island 18, Galesburg 17. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
You could hand your favorite local charity $100 when you nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like the Knox County YMCA, who just received $100. Make your nomination at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Rock Island Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us here tonight. Yeah, playing in the fieldhouse rather than the girls' gym, which is a good thing. It's much nicer, much more spacious in here.
Yeah, it feels like a real Western Big Six high school gym.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Rocks with the basketball out of the timeout, leading 18-17, 4:52 to play here in the first half. It'll be Area B to inbound from the right baseline for Rock Island. B, and it goes to Stewart on the right block against Abby Davidson. She's got nowhere to go. And her pass stolen away by Riley Jenkins. Riley across midcourt left side gets fouled. No call. Able to get the ball back.
Now another one.
How are you not calling that? Now she tries baseline. Now we're going to have a push called. Gee whiz. And that was probably the least of what happened on that sequence. And it goes against Brooklyn Larson. That'll be her first foul. And that is 17 fouls. So that's going to put Riley Jenkins at the free throw line with a chance of a one-on bonus. We'll take that. Like those odds, even though she did miss one, her first one tonight, but she's hit her last two and can tie it up here and possibly give the Streaks the lead with the other. Oh, missed it.
No. You jinxed her.
I did. Rebound comes down to Allison for Rock Island. Gives way to B. She brings it across midcourt, right side, met by Lily Hudgens. Now at the free throw line, gets to Stewart. Stewart guarded by Abby Davidson. Down the right block goes to Winter. Rolls it up off the glass. No good. Rebound Kiara Kilgore. Nice block out by Kiara. Gets to Riley Jenkins. Riley across midcourt. Right side. Met by B. Dribbles left. To the wing. Kicks to the baseline. Lauren Livingston for three. In and out. No good. Rebound off the hand of Abby Davidson. And Stewart comes away with it. Gets it off to Larson. Larson across midcourt. Right side. 4-4 to play in the half. This is Allison right wing. Back out high goes to Larson. Left side. This is B now gives to Winter on the left wing. Swing it to Stewart on the right elbow. Drives down the right side of the lane. Puts it up. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. And Lily Hudgens comes away with it. Lily on the run. Nice pass to Kiara Kilgore down the right side. Reverse layup. Good. And a foul on Jemiah Winter. What a nice move by the freshman Kiara Kilgore. Reversed it with a right hand up and in. Nice feed from Lily Hudgens. The foul goes against Winter. That is her first foul. And that puts Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line with a chance at the three-point play. Streaks with their first lead of the ball game with 3:44 to play here in the first half. 19-18 is the Galesburg lead. Kara Kilgore, free throw line. Free throw is up and good. She had missed her first two. She's got five. Make it 20-18 Streaks. 3:40 to play first half. On the dribble, this is McDuffie. Kicks back out to Winter out between the circles. Right wing to Allison. Being guarded by Lauren Livingston. Outside the three-point arc, right elbow goes to McDuffie. Fakes the shot, penetrates. Shot partially blocked by Cadence Leidick. Are they going to call Cadence or Audrey? If it's Audrey, it's her third. They did call. Oh, no, it's 2-4, not 4-2. Okay.
But that's Cadence's second as well.
Yeah, that's two on Cadence now. So she's got two. Abby Davidson, two. Audrey Peck, two fouls for the Streaks. Amari McDuffie at the free throw line with two shots for the Rocks. First one is up, and that one is good. 2019 Streaks, 3:28 to play here in the first half. Now, I was counting the their actual fans here that are up top to our right. There's only like 24 of them. I don't know if there's just not that many parents that are interested in coming or if that's all they were letting in instead of the 50. Second shot good by McDuffie. We're tied at 20. Kiara Kilgore down the left side. Nice bounce to Audrey Peck. Lost a handle on it, though. Now the ball gets loose and Audrey Peck finally comes away, but now she gets it knocked away, and Rocky comes away with it. That was kind of a strange sequence there. Thought that Larson should have been called for a travel. She still across the floor with the ball. She's got it left wing, gives left baseline to Allison. Kicks out higher, pass stolen away by Cadence Leidick. To Audrey Peck running the floor, overthrew her, though, so the Streaks turn it over again.
Jeez, both teams.
Now, it's a long downcourt pass, nearly stolen by Riley Jenkins. Larson has it up off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound up off the glass, and the Rocks retake the lead, 22-20. Larson with five, and who called the timeout? Coach Massey or?
No.
Oh, Rock Island called the timeout. 2:47 to play first half. It is Rock Island 22, Galesburg 20. Hey, I wanted to mention something else and congratulate the guys at Galesburg Nissan. They just found out today that of the 39 Nissan dealerships in the state of Illinois, they have the largest market share of new vehicle sales.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Good for them because, you know, you're talking about some really, really big dealerships, whether it's up in the suburbs or some of the other places. And so they have the largest market share of new vehicle sales. And part of the reason is it's the service they give you. They take care of their customers, and that's proof of it right there. So if you're looking, whether it's new, pre-owned, certified pre-owned, Galesburg Nissan is the place to go. 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home with a lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. So congratulations to Jeff Blank and all his staff there at Galesburg Nissan. Riley Jenkins across midcourt, goes left, gets picked from Kiara Kilgore, goes baseline, kicks it out to Cadence Leidick, right wing to Lauren Livingston, kicks to Riley, right corner for three, off the mark, no. Rebound knocked away by Lauren Livingston. They're going to give it to Rock Island. Yeah, it looked like Lauren was on target with that a little bit long. 2:29 to play in the half. Where's Illinois? Down what?
Down 11 with a minute 17 left to go.
This is McDuffie. Right wing it goes to Robinson. Robinson fakes and goes baseline. Kicks it to Stewart on the left block. And a runner partially blocked by Audrey Peck. Audrey with a rebound. Nice defensive play by Audrey. Able to bring the rebound down. Now Riley gets to Lauren. Left wing for three. Good! Second of the ball game for Lauren Livingston. Streaks three take the lead. 23-22. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. McDuffie across midcourt right side. Out high left side it goes to Larson. Now Allison between the circles. Fakes left. Goes right. Now gives to Larson out on the volleyball spike line. Swings it over left wing to Robinson. Holds on, gets to Allison, top of the key. Now right elbow goes to Stewart. Drives down the right side of the lane. Stops. She didn't know where to go with it. She seems to do that. She puts it on the floor. She doesn't seem to know where to go when she gets the ball. And Henry Hall calls another timeout. And this is another 30-second timeout with 1:33 to play here in the first half, 23-22. And we've seen that a few times. She had the one... just the one basket where she got it wide open, just turned and went up with it. But we had the one other time I mentioned she got it, and she could have just turned and gone up with it, and instead she stood there and thought about it, and then by that time the defense got there and she had to kick it out. And that time she got it, it's like, okay, well, I'll put it on the floor. Now that I've done that, what do I do? Now I stop and pick it up, and she just looks around, and that's when Henry Hall called the timeout. 23-22 is the Streaks' lead, 1:33 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailed 13-11 at the end of the first quarter. They were down, as much as 11-3?
Yeah, 11-3. Yeah. They spotted an 11-3 lead.
All right, so it'll be Rock's ball. They will inbound in front of the Streaks bench. It'll be Danae Robinson to inbound. And it comes to Amari McDuffie. Now it's Allison to Larson out high on the left side. Now back to Emily Allison. Dribbles right, picked up by Lauren Livingston. Picks it up now, looking for help. Trying to get inside to Stewart, and it's stolen away by Abby Davidson. You're not going to go over the top against Abby Davidson, especially Stewart's only, about 5'10". Now Kiara Kilgore out high, gives to Abby Davidson between the circles.
Oh, she had her back door.
Yeah, got it to Riley Jenkins. Back door, up off the glass, and in. She faked the pass once, then Riley hesitated, then went. And the streak.
I can't believe that
22.
Still worked.
57 seconds to play. Streaks with a 25-22 lead. Allison with it on the left wing for the Rocks. Right elbow goes to Stewart. 15-footers up. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Lauren Livingston for the Streaks. Lauren down court to Kara Kilgore running the floor. Nice bounce pass to Abby Davidson running. Got blocked from behind, though. Nice defensive play by Brooklyn Larson. Got there to block Abby Davidson. That doesn't happen too often. This is McDuffie back the other way. 35 to play. Allison now on the right wing. Holds on, swings it over to Stewart at the left elbow, hands off to McDuffie, fires a three, in and out, no good. Riley Jenkins with a rebound, and Brooklyn Larson is going to be called for her second foul. Little bump on Riley. Again, not much contact compared to what we've seen so far that hasn't been called, but we'll take it. We'll walk it back the other way, and Riley Jenkins will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 24.6 to play here in the half. Winter back in. Larson's going to go to the bench. Also, Delia Cotter checks back in for the Rocks. And Grace Nelson's going to come in for the Streaks, and she'll replace Abby Davidson. Abby's got two fouls, as does Audrey Peck, who's on the bench right now, and Caden Slidek. All three coaches going to keep out, so they don't pick up that third here in the first half.
Yeah, good idea here. Just try to keep it clean.
So Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. Finally going to get the ball to her. And a chance to the one and bonus. That was the ninth team foul on the Rocks. First shot for the senior is up and perfect. She'll get the bonus.
Not her best free throw shooting night so far. 3 of 5, but she can right that ship. We got a long ways to go in this one.
Second one is up and good as well. So the Streaks growing their biggest lead of the game here now, 27-22 with 21 seconds to play. McDuffie walks it across midcourt left side, met by Lily Hudgens. Dribbles left. Met by Kiara Kilgore. Now down the right side of the lane. Leans in. Short with a shot. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound. Now with 10. Riley Jenkins across midcourt with 9. Behind the back dribble down the left side of the lane. Tried to kick out to Lauren, but Winter there to steal the pass away. Now it's McDuffie. McDuffie spins, puts it off, and got it at the buzzer. Nice move by McDuffie. Ran over Grace Nelson in the process, and Coach Massey's trying to figure out what happened there. Said, hey, where was the charge?
I don't think any of the three officials actually saw the play.
No, I don't think they were watching.
So we go to halftime. The score is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 27, the Rock Island Rocks 24. McDuffie with that. That's actually her first basket of the game. She'd had a couple of free throws.
She was 0 for 8 before that shot.
So the Galesburg Silver Streaks with the lead after one half of basketball. We'll take a timeout and come back with our halftime show. Run down halftime stats and more. Streaks lead 27-24. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh. Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Halftime here at Rock Island High School, the Rocky Fieldhouse, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Rock Island Rocks 27-24. Streaks were down 11-3 earlier in the game. They were outscored 13-11 in the first quarter, slowly clawed their way back in and took the lead, and now they lead 27-24. They outscored the Rocks 16-11 in that second quarter. Well, it looks like the foul situation is going to become pretty key here in the second half. Brooklyn Larson and Area B with two fouls apiece for the Rocks. The Streaks, Audrey Peck, Abby Davidson, Caden Thlydick, all with two fouls apiece. In fact, those were the only fouls for the Streaks. Rockies, Jemiah Winter, Bree Stewart, Amari McDuffie, and Kanaya Davis each had a foul as well. So could be key, but you know, so far, Eric, it's there's been the pressure from the Rocks doesn't seem to be the same as it has been in past years. There's still some pressure defensively, but it's a little bit different. And now they're you know, like we saw toward the end, they're jumping in that passing lane. They saw, you know, Riley made the penetration, and they were aware that she was going to kick it back out to Lauren for the three. But and so there's Larson jumped into the passing lane and steals it away. So it's been more of that, jumping out and getting into passing lanes. And as far as, yeah, they are bothering the ball handlers a little bit, but part of that's due to the contact too.
Yeah, and I think the thing you just have to keep in mind is that back door is open all day long. This isn't the swarming defense that we've seen in years past, kind of what you're discussing, Tom. And it's more of just pressuring the ball and pressuring the passing lane. So you got to be aware that they're going to try to double-team you and come from behind if you turn your back on them. But other than that, if you're aggressive to the rim, I think there's going to be some openings here for the Streaks.
27-24 is our halftime score. We'll take a quick timeout here on the First United Methodist Church halftime show. First United Methodist Church, corner of Kellogg and Ferris, downtown Galesburg. Find them online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Take a timeout. Streaks lead 27-4. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago? And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower, and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report, brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg, and online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks girls basketball from WGIL Sports on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Halftime here from Rock Island Fieldhouse, Rock Island High School. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Rock Island Rocks 27-24. Streaks 8-0 on the season, 5-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. The Rocks come in with a 3-2 record. All of them have been conference games for Rock Island. Well, we knew we were going to be in for a battle here tonight, but one of the things you got to feel good about, the Streaks struggled a little bit from the free throw line. They ended up 6-for-10. They righted that more in the latter part of that second quarter, but the Rocks are 3-for-3 from the line so far. And again, we mentioned that foul trouble. We'll have to see how things go in the second half, because we were a little bit inconsistent with the officiating, at least early in the game, because there's a lot of bumping and pushing and shoving that wasn't getting called, and then suddenly they started calling it. I'm sure that was in large part due to Coach Massey getting in the ears of the officials a little bit. So we'll see how it's called here in the second half. And again, two fouls apiece for Audrey Peck, Abby Davidson, and Cadence Leidig for the Streaks. That was the only fouls in the first half for Galesburg. Two apiece for Brooklyn Larson and Area B for Rock Island. All right, 27-24 is our halftime score. So the Illini game, they ended up losing. What was the final? Or is it over yet?
It should be over any moment. They were down by 10 or 12. But
it's a tough week for them as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They've got three games, and this was the game that you would think that they were going to win if they were going to win one of them. The final score was 81-72.
Yeah.
So
not a good night for the Illini. And we get an update on the boys when we get that. I know they started later than us because the sophomore.
They are at halftime. Oh, they are at halftime. 30-28,
wow.
Rocky.
That was a quick half then, because the sophomore boys went to overtime. So that was a really quick half. Here the sophomores, our girls, winner for Coach Mike Rux, 36-32 was the final score. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. Streaks lead 27-24. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Life isn't perfect, and you're not the only one who feels that way. I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe church is more than just a place to go on Sunday. It's a place to encounter a God of hope and can be a place that is safe for processing questions, doubts, and the stresses of life. We'd love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10:30 for a different kind of worship. Let's journey together at First United Methodist Church of Galesburg. Find us at firstumcgalesburg.org.
Today, with pictures and video and our ability to collaborate with the family,
someone's final goodbye can literally be anything they want it to be.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
Whether it's Harley Davidson, the St. Louis Cardinals,
fishing, quilting, singing, or family, we want to find out what your loved one loved.
And then we can create a personalized farewell that really celebrates their unique and wonderful life.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The forecast from the Laser, partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 35, some sunshine tomorrow, high of 38, low of 23 tomorrow night. Thursday, sunny and a high of 37. It's 40 at Pure Rock 92.7 FM, the Laser.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, the Laser.
Halftime, Rock Island Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Rock Island Rocks 27-24. The boys at halftime as well, trailing 30-28. So a couple of good games. We knew we'd have good ones here tonight, both the boys and the girls. Of course, the boys home at the field house at Galesburg High School. It's going to be a busy week of basketball. In fact, especially for the girls, it'll be the toughest week of the season as things fell. With the Rocks here tonight, Geneseo on the road Friday night for the girls, boys at home against Geneseo. Then Saturday night, the Moline Maroons will come to town. The girls will see them at the field house. The boys will be at Wharton Field House. But the three teams chasing the streaks for first place in the Big Six. Moline 4-2, Geneseo 3-2, Rock Island 3-2, and of course the streaks 5-0. So we see those three teams coming up this week. All right, let's get into our scoring. First off, streaks led by Riley Jenkins. She had 8 points on three baskets, and she was 4-for-6 from the free throw line. 6 points for Lauren Livingston on a couple of three-pointers. 5 points for Kiara Kilgore, a couple of baskets, 1-for-3 from the free throw line. 3 points for Audrey Peck on a basket and a free throw. 3 points for Lily Hudgens on a three-pointer. Streaks with three of the three-pointers in the first half, 6-for-10 from the free throw line. The Rocks were led by Jemiah Winter. She had 8 points, a three, a couple of twos, one for one from the line. 5 points for Brooklyn Larson on a three and a two. 4 points for Amari McDuffie on a couple of free throws and a basket. 3 points for Danae Robinson on a three. 2 points for Bree Stewart on a two-pointer. Three three-pointers in the first half, three for three from the free throw line for the Rocks.
11 turnovers for Rocky in that first half, 10 for the Streaks. Streaks got out-rebounded 20-15, 10-4 on the offensive boards. Rocky was 9 of 31 from the field, 3 of 8 from downtown. Streaks were 9 of 23, 3 of 7 from downtown.
All right, just about ready to get the second half underway. Streaks will have the basketball. They'll be coming toward us where we're at up on the balcony here at the Rocky Fieldhouse. Lauren Livingston will inbound. And it comes to Riley Jenkins, top of the key, stops. Looking for some help. Now he's got bottled up by McDuffie, and the Streaks turned it over. Tried to get it to Lauren Livingston, but Lauren cut the other way. And the Streaks start the half with a turnover, kind of similar to the open of the game.
Right.
It'll be McDuffie to bring it across for the Rocks. Met by Caden Slidick. Down the right side, picks up. Gets it to Larson. She dribbles baseline, pulls it back out, gives to Allison top of the key. Now McDuffie out high right side. Streaks with a three-point lead. Now it's Winter, left wing. It goes to Davis. Now this is Winter on the right wing. Kicks it out high to McDuffie between the circles. Good defense by the Streaks to start the second half. Now Larson with it out high on the left side, directing some traffic. Dribbles right, gives to Winter. Right wing, it goes to Davis. Davis holds on. Now to Winter out between the circles. Dribbles left. It's a pick from Allison. Picks it up. Now brings it back out and gives to Davis. Now at high right side, it goes to Larson. Well, I'm content with them just running a lot of clock. I'm fine with this. Under 7 minutes to play in the third. Now Allison down the right side lane. Pushed off on Abby Davidson.
Oh my gosh. Where was the foul?
She pushed off on Abby Davidson. Abby couldn't get close to her to foul her, and they called the foul. She pushed her away, and then they called the foul on Abby Davidson. Wow.
There wasn't even contact.
No, I mean, there and which
couldn't be contact.
Because Allison pushed off on the way up. My goodness. So that's three on Abby Davidson. That was a bad call. I mean, I don't know how you didn't call the push off in the first place. Allison missed the free throw. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Riley Jenkins across midcourt, gets to Caden Slidick on the right wing. Caden's now out high, tried to get to Audrey Peck, knocked away by Winter, now goes to the floor, and we got a near tie-up. Now
travel.
Now travel's going to be called.
Yep.
Yeah. Caden's pulled the ball away, drugged the pivot foot. They could have called before that because there were three Streaks that had their hands on the ball,
right.
And no, I don't think anybody from Rocky did at that point. Coach having a conversation with that official. He might also be talking about the foul on the other one because that's the official that made that call down there. McDuffie out high left side to Allison. Drives to the free throw line. Back to McDuffie on the wing. Tapped away by Caden Slidick. McDuffie gets it back. Mari McDuffie goes baseline. Cut off by Caden Slidick. Gets a shot off. No good. Rebound comes away to Lauren Livingston. Lauren on the run. To Caden Slidick. Drives down. Puts it up. No, but she's fouled. And is it going to go against Allison, I believe, Emily Allison, or is it going to go against Larson? Who do they call? They call Winter? Oh, Jemiah Winter. That's her second now. Caden Slidick goes to the free throw line with two shots. Cadence with 2 points in the game. First shot is up and good. 28-26 is the Streaks' lead. Second shot away, in and out, no good. Winter down with a rebound for the Rocks. 6:05 to play third quarter, 28-26 is the Galesburg lead. Just inside the top of the key, it's Allison with it for Rock Island. Bounced down to Winter on the block, missed the shot. Good defense from Abby Davidson and Audrey Peck with the help. Now Riley Jenkins gives to Lauren Livingston, drives left baseline, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer. Good! Nice move by Lauren Livingston. She's gotten so good at that in about the last, three or four games, faking that three and penetrating and pulling up with a mid-range shot.
Yeah, and that's open a lot in high school basketball because players that get beat don't get back fast enough and the post players don't come out.
Winter missed the three-pointer. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Riley on the run, down the left side, puts it up off the glass, rolls it up and in! Streaks on the run, and with their biggest lead, 32-26, 5:20 to play third quarter. This is Larson with it. Kicks out to McDuffie, right wing. Top of the key, it's Allison. She'll fire from on top of the three-point line. Good.
So that's two for Emily Allison. She's got four in the quarter, six for the game. 32-28 streak. Just over 5 minutes to play here in the third. Lauren Livingston tried to get inside to Audrey Peck. Got knocked away. Allison comes away with it for Rock Island.
Already the third turnover of the quarter for the streak. 13th for the game.
Larson kicks out high left side to Winter. Left wing it goes to Davis. Pass knocked away by Lauren Livingston, and Kiara Kilgore, and Cadence Lida comes up with it. Kiara waiting to come in. Riley Jenkins goes behind the back, puts up the 15-footer, misses. She made a move, and Allison fell the other way.
Yes.
One of those ankle breakers. Now they try to get down court. Oh, Cadence Lida had her fingers on the ball, just couldn't tap it away enough. They got it to Allison, and she laid it up and in. Six in the quarter, eight for the game. Now make it 32-30 straight.
She's got all six of theirs in the quarter.
Lauren Livingston tried to get back door to Riley Jenkins. Nice save by Riley. Gets to Caden Sliding. Back to Riley in the left corner for three. Short. And the ball, that's a travel. She landed out of bounds. Allison came down with a rebound, slid across the floor. She was out of bounds and got the pass off, and they let her get away with it. Now McDuffie goes down, splits three defenders, lays it up and in.
Ties
and we are tied at 32.
Lauren for three. There it is. Riley
from
with the assist.
The left wing. 11 for Lauren Livingston, and make it 35-32. Streaks retake the lead. That's what we like to see, the Streaks answer. Every time the team makes a run. Happened with Quincy on last Friday night as well. Henry Hall is going to take a timeout, and this is going to be what? Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:33 to play third quarter. It is Galesburg 35, Rock Island 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
All remaining new 2020 models are priced to move during the 2020 model sell down happening now at Yim and Galesburg. Hey, it's a chilly day, but the deals are hot with Jesse J at Yim Chevrolet. Every new 2020 must go, like a new 2020 Grand Cherokee or Jeep Renegade. Get 0% for 84 months. A new 2020 Chrysler Voyager van, 0% for up to 72 months. So come in and get warmed up today with Jesse J at Yim Chevrolet and shop the 2020 model sell down.
With approved credit at Yim for details.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
3:33 to play here in the third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Rock Island Rocks by a score of 35-32. And it will be Rock Island basketball coming out of the timeout. Are we blowing the horn again? I'm not sure. Well, Rocky with the basketball. This is McDuffie. Out high left side it goes to B back in the ball game. Now it's Larson out between the circles. Larson dribbles right. Baseline bounces for Stewart on the right wing. Out high goes to McDuffie. Out high on the right side. McDuffie on the dribble again. Rocky content to run some clock. They are there just trying to figure out what's going on. Out from the left elbow. McDuffie misses the shot, and they're going to call it hit the top of the glass. And Streaks are going to get it and bring it back the other way. 3:05 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 35-32 lead. Riley Jenkins down the right side. Kicks it out to Lily Hudgens for three. Left wing. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Larson for the Rocks. Right on target. That one in and out for Lily Hudgens. Larson drives baseline. Cut off. Kicks over to the left wing to B. Drives into the paint. Lost a handle on it. Goes to the fourth. Somehow got it back. Got it out to McDuffie. Left wing. Larson.
Didn't she stand back up with that basketball?
That's what I thought. I'm not sure if she went all the way down or not. Larson left wing, 2:30 to play in the quarter. Now McDuffie. McDuffie dribbles right. I am so content with them taking all this time in each of their possessions.
Well,
now McDuffie Robin, plays 15-footer good.
Robinson was just running as like a fullback there with a moving block and no call.
Now the Streaks with a one-point lead, 35-34, 2:10 to play in the quarter. Backdoor pass, Kiara Kilgore has to run it down on the baseline. Kiara on the dribble. Kicks out to Lily Hudgens. Lily drives right, hands off to Riley on the right baseline. She'll penetrate, kicks out to Kiara Kilgore. Fakes, dribbles right, kicks out to Lily Hudgens. Now top of the key, it goes to
Riley Jenkins. Good ball movement by the Streaks, not forcing anything at this time.
Oh, nice screen.
Pass to our Kilgore to Riley Jenkins. Was it Abby Davidson on the screen there? Freed up Riley Jenkins and make it 37-34 Streaks, 1:38 to play. Quarter number three. McDuffie walks it across for Rock Island. Out high left side, it goes to Larson. Now it's Robinson with the basketball. Gets it down the right block. Stewart puts it up off the glass and in. Bree Stewart with four. And make it 37-36 Streaks. Kiara Kilgore out high. Gives to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Riley dribbles left. To Abby Davidson in the right corner. Now Kiara Kilgore out high. Riley, Lily Hudgens fires a three out high left, right side.
Nice.
Second of the ball game for Lily Hudgens. And they get 40-36 Streaks, 51 seconds to play here in the third quarter. McDuffie gives out high to Robinson. Now it's Larson out high on the left side, 40 seconds to play. Larson dribbles right. Gets a pick from Stewart. Stops, fires a three from the right wing. In and out, no good. Nice block out by Abby Davidson. Brings the rebound down. Riley Jenkins on the run. Brings it down. Left side. Spins in. Gets knocked away. Lost the handle. And Larson comes away with it for Rock Island. 20 seconds to play. Larson down the right side lane. Scoops the shot up off the glass. No good. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Got sandwich pulled away. Now they're going to call the foul. Thank you. No, they're going to call a jump ball. By the time he blew the whistle, she'd already ripped the ball away.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right. Back in for the Streaks. Grace Nelson, Cadence Leidick, Audrey Peckcheck back in. Abby Davidson, Lauren Livingston. Riley Jenkins get a break for the final 14.3 seconds of the third quarter. Streaks with a 40-34 or 36 lead. Inbound comes left wing to B. Penetrates. Throws up a runner.
Ugh.
Where's the foul?
Saying Beep. Some kind of contact across the lane. It's calling it on Kiara Kilgore.
Wow. So the shot went up and in for B. That's her first basket. Chance three-point play. That is the first foul on Kiara Kilgore. And the free throw is up and good.
Riley's going to come back in here quickly, back up off the bench. She's going to be in there to orchestrate this last play. We're under 10, now 7.
Riley dribbles right, gets picked from Audrey, down the right side of the lane, leans it up off the glass, got it!
Contact, no call.
Yep. Nice move by Riley Jenkins, good take. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 42, the Rock Island Rocks 39. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory. 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
8 minutes to play for the Rock Island Fieldhouse. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks try to stay undefeated as they lead the Rock Island Rocks 42-39. Well, I guess I better write down my end of third quarter score, huh, before I forget that.
There you go.
So the Streaks and the Rocks played, what, even in that quarter, 15 apiece. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so it'll be the Streaks with the basketball to start the final quarter.
They want to play even again, we'll do it one more time.
Absolutely. Well, I like the fact that they like to take their time offensively and run some plays. Riley Jenkins gets pushed out of bounds, and what's the call?
Well, it should be deflected out of bounds, right?
Yeah, that must be, but neither official indicated. The official caught the ball and then just stood there. Riley to inbound from the left baseline, and it comes to Abby Davidson, gives back to Riley. Riley penetrates, steps back, fires an 18-footer, in and out, no good. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Audrey puts it on the floor, gets hit.
Oh, wow.
Nearly got it up and in. I don't know how in the world she got that up
right.
Because Amari McDuffie was holding on to her arm, and somehow Audrey got the shot off, almost made it, couldn't quite get it to fall.
but she's going to go to the free throw line with two shots with 7:44 to play. Audrey Peck at the free throw line. First one is up and good. Audrey with 4 points of the game. They get 43-39 streaks. Second shot is up and bounces too strong. Rebound. Lauren Livingston gets tackled.
Jeez.
Don't call a jump ball, please. No, she's going to call a foul. Thank you very much. Who's it going to go against? Is it going to be Larson or Allison? Oh, number five. Oh, okay. I thought that was Larson. So that was Delia Connor. It gets called for the foul. Third team foul. So
I
Riley
think it's
Jenkins.
Connor Delia. Right? No?
No? No, oh, they got okay. not on the roster. Riley penetrates, gets hammered, no call, and missed the shot. B comes away with the rebound. Now Riley's going to get called for bumping her.
Yeah, it's a frustration foul for Riley. She's not getting the calls inside, so she went out and was just as physical on the player bringing the ball at the floor, and, of course, that's where you're going to get called for the foul.
That's what Coach Maskey's asking about. You know, Coach Maskey's asking about it, and he talked about, you know, trying to keep your composure. That's hard to do, I mean, especially go the whole game, and this is multiple games for Riley like this where they've been all over and she's just not getting the calls. That was how Michael Jordan feels, right?
Right.
7:25 to play, 43-39 streaks. McDuffie with it on the left wing for Rock Island. Gets it down to the block to Allison. Shot
good
blocked
block
by Audrey Peck, but McDuffie comes away with it. Missed the shot. Rebound bounces around. Comes away to Cadence Leidick, and she was tried to pick it up and was going too fast. I think she thought she was going to be able to get a pass off. Had nobody to throw to, and the streaks turned it over, unfortunately. Good defense again by the streaks. 7:12 to play, 43-39 at the Galesburg lead. Amari McDuffie walks it across, met by Cadence Leidick. Hands off to Brooklyn Larson out high again. We're going to run lots of clock. I'm fine with that. Larson dribbles left, goes to the wing, bounces to Allison down on the block. Now kicks out to Winter for three. Missed it. Rebound Lauren Livingston for the streaks. I'm not sure that going low to Allison, I'm not sure about that, why they're doing that. Oh, nice dish from Lauren Livingston. Abby Davidson up and in, and she's fouled.
Well,
what a pass.
I think the theory there was that it was working for him in the third quarter. You should put up those 6 points. Four of them was right there at point-blank range. They must think they have a mismatch down there.
I think the mismatch is to our advantage, though.
Right.
So Abby with her first basket, she'll go to the free throw line. The foul against Brooklyn Larson, that's her third, 6:42 to play, 45-39 streaks. Abby Davidson shot up, in and out, no good. Lauren Livingston with another rebound up off the glass. No, but she's fouled. I think it was Winter had her across the arm that time. Nope, it's going to go against, who do they call? They called Kanaya Davis. And that is her second. And that's going to put Lauren Livingston to the free throw line for two shots. Missed the first. She's got 11 in the ball game. Second one is up. Missed that one as well. Rebound comes down to Davis for Rock Island. Don't want to be like Illinois. Missed, what, 15 free throws in the game?
Yeah,
oh, a pass
15.
Knocked away and stolen by Cadence Leidick. Cadence on the dribble down the right side. Leans in up off the glass short. Gets her own rebound. Actually fighting with Abby Davidson, and they're going to call a jump
that was,
ball.
That was two streak players holding the ball.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it should have been a travel.
Right.
But possession over points toward Rock Island anyway. 6:26 to play. Streaks with a 45-39 lead. McDuffie, well, she's going to walk it up. I'm okay with that. McDuffie across midcourt, left side. Goes to the free throw line down the right side of the lane. Fakes on Audrey Peck.
Oh!
What? That's an anticipation.
Yeah, it's extremely anticipatory.
I mean, McDuffie faked, and Audrey went up in the air, came down, and there was no body contact or anything. And then McDuffie went up and made the shot, and they called the foul, and that's three on Audrey Peck.
Wow.
With 6:14 to play, Lily Hudgens, Kiara Kilgore are going to check back in as Audrey Peck and Cadence Leidick will get a break. So the basket went to McDuffie. Chance at the three-point play with 6:14 to play in the ball game. 45-41, the streaks lead. McDuffie trying to cut it to three. Shot is up and good. Riley Jenkins with it. She'll bring it across right side. Picks up, gets to Kiara Kilgore out left of the center circle. Kiara penetrates, kicks over to
Lily Hudgens for three. Too strong. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound. Pulls it away from two rocks. Oh, are you kidding me? The official, he stood there and he looks. He was getting ready to call the foul. Then he hesitates and he's like, yeah, jump ball. But fortunately, the possession points toward the Streaks. Wow, frustrating. Inbound. Riley Jenkins hands off, gets it in the corner, missed the three. Rebound comes down to Jemiah Winter. Rocks will bring it back the other way, trailing by three. 5:48 to play.
And we're going to get a hold on Riley. She got a little bit of the arm of Allison, and it's going to be enough to get the foul call. That's her third, right?
I just had her for two. Let's see. Nope, you're right. That is three. I missed one. So three on Riley Jenkins. That's five team fouls on the Streaks. 5:46 to play. McDuffie to inbound for Rock Island.
Three is
up.
In
it comes. Larson puts it up and in. Ties the ball game from out high left side. Brooklyn Larson on the inbound play. We're tied at 45, 5:35 to play in the ball game. Riley Jenkins, Abby Davidson in the right corner. And Coach Massey calls the timeout.
I haven't seen him indicate whether it's full or...
Now it's a 30. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street. In Galesburg, they provide our transportation to all Streak road games. And tonight we're driving a very, very nice certified pre-owned vehicle. This is a 2019 Nissan Altima SV, absolutely loaded. You're going to want to check this one out. You like having your seats heated, your steering wheel heated when all that cold weather we had? Didn't need it so much today, but it's a nice feature to have. And really, really nice vehicle. Certified pre-owned. You buy this vehicle with peace of mind. The Pro Certified Lifetime Warranty. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, and no cost to you. Check that out. And all the brand new vehicles on the lot, including the brand new redesigned 2021 Nissan Rogue. They got a bunch in stock, and they got more coming, but they're going to go fast. You're going to want to check them out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Riley Jenkins drives down the left side, hammered, and no call.
I think they're saying Allison got all ball.
But the other, one of them got her on the arm. They literally grabbed her arm. Wow. 5:15 to play. Rocks can take the lead. Tied at 45. Just inside the top of the key. This is Allison for Rock Island. Kicks out to Larson. Now McDuffie has it in the center circle. McDuffie dribbles right. Free throw line gives to Stewart. Stewart standing there, had a foot inside the lane. No three call now. Allison puts up the 10-footer. No good. Stewart with a rebound. Puts it up off the glass and in. So the Rocks retake the lead. Quickly back the other way. Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston, left wing. Top of the key, Kiara Kilgore drives down the right side of the lane. Kicks to Lily Hudgens, right on top of the three-point line. Too strong with the shot. Nice rebound, Kiara Kilgore up off the glass and in. The freshman with seven. And ties it at 47.
Yeah, she kept after that basketball. She wasn't going to let that possession go. She went and got that rebound. Put it up and in. Nice job by Kara Kilgore.
4:21 to play, tied at 47. McDuffie, top of the key, dribbles left, gets a pick from Stewart, now goes to the left wing. Crosses over into the paint, fakes the shot, dumps it down.
Oh.
Through her, right through her hand. Stewart just took her eye off of it or something. It was a bad turnover by the Rocks.
Great idea, though, because Stewart was wide open as the double team came right into the middle of the lane, and now we're going to get the mask timeout.
Okay, so this is that one now. Let's see where we're at. Are we at our end of the game yet? Trying to figure out where our breaks are. Okay, I think we can take one as well. 4:09 to play. We're tied at 47. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center tackling the centuries-old mystery of the candy heart.
Not only are they an acquired taste, but those sappy quotes.
I say we change them. Instead of be mine, how about marry rich?
It's hard to see the romance when your car's been damaged in an accident.
But when you bring it into Bates, that's when we show you the love.
And return your car to you as quickly as possible with a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
You gotta love that.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
4:09 to play in the ball game. We are tied at 47, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Rock Island Rocks. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here at the Rock Island Fieldhouse. It is a tight one. We expected it. Streaks
Well, both teams have had at least a little bit of a lead. I think the Rocks with the bigger one, 11-3, early in the ball game.
Yeah, this week we knew all three of these were going to be tough ones, and this one is not disappointing.
All right, so the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Tied at 47 after the Rock Island turnover. Riley Jenkins will trigger. Brings it across. Goes to the right wing. Gets pushed by McDuffie and then lost the handle on it.
Yes, she did. She was trying to swing back around to her right, and just the ball kicked off her hip and went out of bounds.
So the teams exchange turnovers with under 4 minutes to play.
Boys are down 48-47 after three quarters of play.
Oh, pretty similar games, it sounds like. Larson to McDuffie out right of the center circle. Dribbles right, guarded by Cadence Leidick. Goes to the left wing, now to the left elbow. Penetrates, stops, fakes the shot. Shot blocked by Lauren Livingston. Cadence Leidick comes away with it for the Streaks. Cadence on the dribble. Tried to get it underneath to Riley Jenkins. Stolen away and a travel. Larson drug her foot before she threw the pass right in front of the official. No call. My goodness. Now Larson for three. Top of the key. Short. Rebound comes down to Stewart, and it kicks out to Larson. Larson. Left elbow, left wing, their right elbow goes left wing to Davis. Davis penetrates inside to Stewart, turns up off the glass. No. Rebound Audrey Peck. 3:13 to play. Streaks with a chance to take the lead once again. Riley Jenkins out high, right side, picks up, right of the center circle, looking for some help. Gets it to Kiara Kilger. Kiara down the right side of the lane, lays it up, and good!
Great take by the freshman right there.
She's got 9 in the game, 4 in the fourth quarter, 49-47. Streaks lead, 2:50 to play in the ball game.
Tom, it's those back doors that are open every time. The Streaks continue to flatten the offense out at the high post, and then cut back door that's going to be open.
McDuffie kicks it out high to Larson. Top of the key, down the right side lane. Runner block. Oh, Audrey Peck with a block and gets called for the foul. My goodness. We could see the daylight between her and the body. Her hand was right on top of the ball.
Wow.
And he called her for the body. Wow. Wow, that's 4 on Audrey Peck.
Oh.
Jeez. 2:36 to play. That puts Brooklyn Larson at the free throw line with 2 shots. Nails the first. She's got 9 in the game. As Winter goes to the bench, Allison comes back in for Rock Island. 2:36 to play, 1-point lead for the Streaks. Larson with a chance to tie it again for Rock Island. And does. She's got 10. We're tied at 49. 2:34 to play in the ball game. Riley Jenkins on the dribble across midcourt right side. Gets a pick from Audrey Peck. Behind the back on the right wing, being pushed. And there we go. Finally,
wow.
Thanks to Coach Massey, was in the official's ear the entire time as she was getting pushed by B, and they finally called it. It's the 16th foul now on the Rocks. So B picks up her 4th. So both teams will be at the free throw line from here on out. What's the whistle for? Okay, Streaks basketball. Lauren Livingston will inbound.
I don't know. Coach Hall asked for an explanation. He went over and talked to her and then came back and blew his whistle, so I'm not sure.
I think Coach is saying something about being in the coaching box as Henry came out of the coaching box.
He was all the way down at Streaks bench almost.
So I don't know if they had said something to Coach Massey about being out of it at some point. Cadence Leidick, left wing, penetrates, runner up off the glass, short, rebound tapped around, and McDuffie comes away with it. Oh, come on. This official, I don't know what game he's watching.
Well, you got to be consistent. And right there, that was, they called Cadence for a foul with just a slight bump on the rebound. We've seen more contact go uncalled, and that's the third now on Cadence, and it's going to send McDuffie to the free throw line where she's perfect 3-for-3 with the opportunity for the Rocks to take the lead.
2:14 to play. Amari McDuffie at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. First one is up and good. We'll get the bonus. Checking back in for the Streaks, Abby Davidson and Lily Hudgens, and Audrey Peck and Cadence Leidick will get a break. 50-49 Rocks, 2:14 to play in the ball game. Mari McDuffie at the free throw line. Eyes the second and rattles that one home. 2-point lead for the Rocks. Riley Jenkins across midcourt. Gets a pick from Kiara Kilgore. Now goes left. Left corner goes to Lauren Livingston. Lauren on the dribble. Backs her way down. Nice spin move and a shot blocked by Larson. That would have been a call to a foul on the other end.
Right.
There was actually probably more contact on that than more. I'm okay with a no call if you're being consistent.
Right.
So Riley Jenkins will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. Here it comes. We tried to get J.R. Kilgore, and Allison knocked it away.
Well, again, I think the operative idea here is you've got to use their aggressiveness against them, and I'd like to see him call a play here where we get a back screen, because I think that's what we've seen open up the most layups.
Riley on the dribble, gives to Abby, left wing, out high to Kiara Kilgore. Now it's Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Warren Livingston, left elbow, tries to back away down, tried to go up and under, now has to kick it out to Lily Hudgens on the right wing, 1:39 to play. Streaks will reset, Riley Jenkins out near midcourt. Gets picked from Abby Davidson, goes right to the right baseline, behind the back the other way. And kicks it out to Lauren Livingston, left wing, with 1:27 to play. Fires a long three-pointer, too strong.
She backed up before she shot that. That's not the play. You did a good job running your offense looking for a good shot, and Lauren just backed up, took her two steps back, and shot the three.
Didn't have the form she's normally got either.
No.
So 1:10 to play. Rocks with it now. I don't like him being content to run some clock. This is what they're going to want to do. McDuffie, left wing, 61 seconds of play. Streets got to come out and guard. McDuffie on the dribble.
Oh, jeez. What is the foul call?
She lost the ball going between two Streak players, and they're going to, again, in anticipation. Lily Hudgens picks up the foul.
Oh, my gosh.
And she didn't even reach. McDuffie lost the ball, so she's going to go back to the free throw line where she is perfect here tonight with a chance of the one and bonus.
If I were Coach Massey, I'd be tempted to bring Audrey back in here for the offensive end. He's probably going to call a timeout. Streaks have three left, so.
McDuffie hits the first.
6 for 6 from the stripe.
And she can give them a four-point lead. 55.7 to play in the ball game. Amari McDuffie, 5'5 junior for Rock Island. Second shot is up. Bam, bounces around and falls through. Use all the rim on that one. And a timeout. Full timeout action called by Henry Hall on Rock Island. 55.7 to play. 53-49 is a Rock Island lead. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Need a job ASAP? Head to galesburg.info for the latest in local business listings. You don't have to scroll through endless job searches only to find openings 50 miles away. Find jobs available right here, right now at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Here's the situation, 55.7 seconds to play. The Streaks with the basketball, they trail 53-49. They'll bring it the length of the courts. It'll be Kiara Kilgore to trigger. She'll get it in to Riley Jenkins. Riley brings it across. Met by B, dribbles left to Lauren Livingston. Lauren, top of the key to Kiara Kilgore, left wing, pass stolen away by Larson. Tried to get it over the top to Riley Jenkins, who would have been open for the three, but the pass got blocked and stolen.
Now I think you got a foul.
Yeah, you don't want to foul McDuffie.
McDuffie.
That's who you had, because she's had her ball in the hands on the ball, and so Lily Hudgens has to reach in and foul her, so that puts Mari McDuffie back in the line.
That's a freshman mistake. Kiara didn't. You got to understand that they're overplaying the passing lane. So the moment Kara turned to make that pass, she didn't pass fake, threw it right into the defender's hands, and she had Riley wide open for the three.
First shot is up and good. McDuffie's been perfect from the line.
8 for 8.
She's got 16 in the game. They get 54-49, 36.3 to play. Second one is up, and that one is good as well. Kara Kilgore to bring it across for the Streaks. Picks up left of the center circle. Bounces for Abby Davidson out high on the right
side. Swing it. Lily.
Ooh, Lily was wide open. Abby didn't see her there. Yeah, now Coach Massey calls a timeout.
Well, there was no sense of urgency right there, Tom. Yeah. The Streaks are down by two possessions. You got to come down and get a score, even if it's a two. And they saw the ball out at the top of the key and had burned way too much clock at that point.
25 seconds to play. Yeah, two possessions, like I said. You know, I almost want to see, like, hey, just go to the basket.
Right.
I mean, obviously, where the way it was set up, you did have the open look there, and then Abby didn't see back that way. Lily was open, but you know, if you're the guard,
yes,
you know, maybe you just go to the basket at that point.
Right.
All right, 55-49 is the Rock's lead, 25 seconds to play.
I think here you're going to – now you've got to start thinking about shooting threes, unfortunately. I don't think that was – necessarily what you wanted to get to the point of here, but I really think that's going to be the situation, as you're just going to need to get a screen, get a quick three look, hopefully you hit it, and then you're going to have to foul again. But the unfortunate thing for the Streaks here is that not a lot of time left in this one, especially with the way McDuffie's shooting free throws. And ideally, you got to foul whoever touches the ball, but ideally if it comes in and McDuffie touches it, doesn't touch it, you got to touch whoever has the ball.
And the most likely scenario, they're going to try to get it into McDuffie if we score. And it comes with Lily Hudgens left corner. Down to Abby Davidson on the block. Turns around, 10-footer up, missed it. Rebound, Kiara Kilgore.
We're going to get over the back.
Oh, jeez. And he was in no position to make that call. The official right on the play didn't make the call. That's two on Kiara. We'll walk it down the other way.
And this is going to be double bonus.
Yep, that'll be two shots. That's what Coach Massey's saying. That, hey, he wasn't even in a position to call.
Yeah, not going to win that one, though.
Nope. So Emily Allison goes to the free throw line. Two shots, 10th team foul on the Streaks. 18.5 to play.
It looks like the conference is going to get a little bit tighter here.
Yep, first shot for Allison is up and good. Ten for 10 from the line in the fourth quarter for Rock Island. Second shot. Missed that one.
Jinx that one, at least.
Riley Jenkins, top of the key, down the left side of the lane. Gets fouled again. Hey, we're going to get a call. Hey, that official even called it.
Wow.
Look at that. Too little, too late. Foul goes against B. That's going to disqualify her. That's her fifth. And Riley Jenkins will go to the free throw line with two shot streaks with only 7 points.
They actually call that Amari McDuffie. That's her third.
Oh, okay. All right, so Riley Jenkins at the free throw line, two shots, 11.5 seconds to play in the ball game.
She 4 of 6 from the stripe. Oh, now they're going to change
the
foul.
They're going to change. It was on B. Well, what? Yeah, so she's out of the ball game. So that's going to bring Jemiah Winter in. So two free throws for Riley Jenkins. First one is up and good. 56-50, 11.5 to play. Not impossible, but it's going to be tough. Riley Jenkins eyes the second, puts it up, and good. So still a two-possession
game. Coach Massey's going to call a timeout now.
So a timeout.
Full timeout.
With 11.5 seconds to play. Streaks trailing by 5, 56-51. Any update on the GHS boys? I know they had a very tight one going at the GHS field house as well.
4:41 left in the fourth quarter. They were down 59-55, last we've heard.
All right. So 56-51 here. Streaks trailing the Rock Island Rocks. Sophomores were 36-32 winner.
Oh, no, that's our score. Never mind.
Okay. All right. So Henry Hall tried to get the officials' attention, wanted to know if they've got the run of the baseline, which they do because it's a made free throw.
Both.
Yeah. So the Streaks come out with the quick lineup. It's Kiara Kilgore, Caden Slidick, Grace Nelson, Lily Hudgens, Lauren Livingston, and Riley Jenkins. Going to try to go for that. Initially, you go for the steal. You don't get the steal. You got a foul right away. You hope to keep the ball out of McDuffie's hands and probably out of Larson's hands as well because she's a good free throw shooter also.
However, the entire team
is going to get free. Well, that's true. That's
everyone that's walked to line has hit, other than Brooklyn Larson's missed one and Emily Allison's missed one.
Allison to inbound, and it comes to Winter, and nobody was guarding her. Winter,
now
they
get
it in McDuffie's hands. Nope,
Streaks aren't
going to
foul.
I guess not. They just let McDuffie dribble, and she's going to dribble out the clock. Final score is
The Rock Island Rocks 56, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 51. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We will run down our post-game stats, get to name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game as well. First loss of the season for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they fall to 8-1, 5-1 of the Western Big Six Conference. Rock Island now 4-2 overall and in the Western Big Six Conference. Streaks fall 56-51. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on the Laser has been brought to you in part by
Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg. Celebrating life's legacy. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Life isn't perfect, and you're not the only one who feels that way. I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe church is more than just a place to go on Sunday. It's a place to encounter a God of hope, and can be a place that is safe for processing questions, doubts, and the stresses of life. We'd love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10:30 for a different kind of worship. Let's journey together at First United Methodist Church of Galesburg. Find us at firstumcgalesburg.org.
The forecast from the Laser, partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 35, some sunshine tomorrow, high of 38, low of 23 tomorrow night, Thursday, sunny and a high of 37. It's 40 at Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
With final stats to Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL sports coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks girls basketball from WGIL Sports on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Rock Island Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to defeat for the first time this season. Final score, Rock Island 56, Galesburg 51. Streaks outscored 17-9 in that final quarter. And Rocks hit their free throws, that's for sure. Let's see what they go for the game.
I am at 14 of 16.
Yep, 14 for 16 from the free throw line. And fourth quarter, they only missed one. Pretty impressive. So the Streaks fall for the first time this season, and yeah, tough one. We knew it was going to be a hard one, and the predictions bore out, that's for sure. At exactly the kind of game we thought it would be. Streaks had some opportunities and actually struggled from the line themselves, which is unfortunate. But 56-51, the final score. Galesburg now 8-1, 5-1 of the Western Big Six. The Rocks now 4-2, so the Streaks still with a lead over everybody else in the conference. Rock Island and going into tonight, Moline and Geneseo all had two losses. Moline was up a half game on the others as they had a game, last night and won before being back in action tonight. 56-51, the final score. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats. Coming up, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Final score, Rock Island 56, Galesburg 51. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Silver Streak's Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
You could hand your favorite local charity $100 when you nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Carl Sandburg Historic Site, who just received $100. Make your nomination at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks fall here tonight at Rock Island Fieldhouse, 56-51, the final score. Streaks now 8-1, 5-1 of the Western Big Six. Still in the lead. We knew it was going to be a tough weekend, a tough game coming in here against the Rocks. And joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, hard-fought game. You knew it would be. They jumped out 11-3 on you. And you had a timeout, came back, and got your, not only got yourselves back in it, but outscored them 16-11 in the second quarter. The teams played even in the third quarter, and then the stretch run, you couldn't get into that flow, it seemed like, down the stretch.
No, I thought, really three different segments of the game. I thought the first 4 or 5 minutes, I thought we came out and we played scared. I mean, you look, opening play, we get the inbounds pass, and we can't even complete it to somebody that's wide open. And stuff, and so we just were shell shocked at the beginning with things, and then I thought then from that point on until about the 3 minute mark, I thought we had played well and we were in control. But you look, we've now, what is it? This is our fifth game where it was close down to the end, and for us, the difference in the story I thought tonight was. One was we didn't make free throws that we normally would. You know, we had, we were at the line up 45-39 with something like right just under 3 minutes to go, and we missed both the free throws, and then they came down and got back in there. But then I thought we had a couple just bad offensive possessions where what happened was one where the score was tied and we just drove into traffic and forced up a shot that just there was nothing there. And so we gave up a possession. And then one where we still were down one possession and we're running stuff. And at that point, we ran something. We didn't have anything. And I thought we were going to end up reset and get something. And we obviously didn't. And so I should have had a timeout there with it, but we just launched a shot kind of like, there were 3 seconds left in the game. And at that point, we ended up just chasing people. So I think down the stretch, they've outscored us like 15-4. And that's been uncharacteristic of us so far this year.
Like you said, you struggled just 10-for-19 from the line. They ended up 14-for-16, and they were pretty lights out in that fourth quarter. I think they missed just one. Obviously they wanted to try to frustrate your ball handlers and did a little bit of that. And they, again, we knew it was going to be physical, and it was. And it's easier said than done. I know we say it's like you try to not get frustrated with the pushing and shoving and things not being called, but that's sometimes easier said than done.
Yeah, and I mean. These referees didn't, they weren't referees that were ending up giving us a raw deal or anything like that, but they were referees that it's just, this is a COVID game that these guys are people that the two guys work the freshman game, the sophomore game, the varsity game, because they just can't find enough referees. And quite honestly, those two guys, they're not varsity refs at all.
Oh, okay. That explains a lot.
And so it's just a, experience as far as with COVID of dealing with that.
Well, you knew coming in was going to be a tough week, and it doesn't get any easier on either Friday or Saturday. You'll take to the road again Friday. What's, all the COVID and everything, is at this point, are you into a routine of what your practice will be like tomorrow and Thursday heading into another busy weekend?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much, we're the Tuesday, Friday, Saturday routine as far as going through things and stuff. So we just, you know, it's just, I think this is one that we wanted because we haven't won up here in a while. And, you know, for us to be up six and in control and then not be able to finish it off when that's been our trademark of finishing things off, that, you know, it's very disappointed and stuff. But, you know, we're then the next two games, you look, Geneseo beat these guys by 20, and Moline ended up beating them by 6 or 8, something like that with it. So in theory, you know, this was the weakest of the next three games for us. So, but I'm confident we'll bounce back, you know, and you as many close games as we've played, I think we can handle them better than we did tonight, and we will, and so we'll just have to bounce back.
Absolutely. Coach, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. We'll see you Friday night.
Yeah, thanks.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks fall by a final of 56-51. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our post-game stats. Also coming up, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free 4 times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Give your home a new look with Tarkett laminate flooring. Tarkett combines design and performance to provide you the looks you love. Durable and water-resistant Aquafloor Plus laminate is $199 a square foot after 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through February 27th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You need space. Just think of what you could do with 1,700 square feet. Storage for equipment, place to set up shop, or maybe office area. See what the building on North Main in Galesburg has to offer. Go to galesburg.info and click on keyword for sale by owner.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks fall for the first time here tonight, 56-51, the final score. The Rock Island Rocks defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson at Rock Island Fieldhouse. And time to take a look at our post-game statistics. We will start off with scoring for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They were led by Riley Jenkins, 16 points, 5 baskets, 6 for 8 from the free throw line. Let's see, 11 points for Lauren Livingston. She hit 3 three-pointers, a 2, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 9 points for the freshman, Kara Kilgore, 4 baskets, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Let's see, 6 points for Lily Hudgens on a couple of three-pointers in the middle two quarters. 4 points for Audrey Peck on a basket, 2 for 3 from the line. 2 points for Abby Davidson on a basket. She was 0 for 1 from the line. Caden Slidick with 3 points on a basket, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The Streaks, as we said, struggled from the line, just 10 for 19. They hit 5 three-pointers in the basketball game. Rock Island, pretty balanced attack. They were led by Amari McDuffie with 17 points, just 4 baskets, but she was 9 for 9 from the free throw line, and 7 of those 9 coming in the fourth quarter. 13 points for Emily Allison, 4 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 10 points for Brooklyn Larson, a couple of threes, a 2, and 2 for 2 from the line. 8 points for Jemiah Winter on a 3, a couple of twos, 1 for 1 from the line. 6 points for Bree Stewart on 3 baskets. 3 points for Area B on a basket, 1 for 1 from the line. 3 points for Danae Robinson on a 3-pointer. They were 14 for 16 from the line, 11 for 12. In that second half, they hit 4 three-pointers in the game.
Streaks turned the ball over 20 times, and that was a big story in the second half. They turned it over 10 times in the second half, whereas Rocky finishes with 14 turnovers, 3 of them in the second half. Rebounds were even, 33 apiece. Offensive rebounds were even, 13 apiece. So you really look at free throws and turnovers, and that's where this game turned. Rocky from the field was 19 of 54, 4 of 12 from downtown. Streaks were 18 of 45, 5 of 14 from downtown. So, Tom, you really look at it, you missed 10 free throws. They missed 2 free throws. That's plus 8 on their end. You just can't.
Yeah.
And that's where this ultimately works out. If you do the raw numbers, they were plus 4 at the free throw line, but plus 6 on turnovers and right there's your game.
Yep.
In addition to the points Tom told you about, Audrey Peck, 5 rebounds, a steal, 3 blocks to go with her 4 points. Abby Davidson, 5 rebounds and assists, a steal, and 3 blocks to go with her 2 points. Lauren Livingston had 6 rebounds and assists and a block to go with her 11. 3 rebounds, 3 steals to go with 3 points for Cadence Leidick. Kara Kilgore, 5 rebounds and assists to go with 9 points. Lily Hudgens had a board, and Riley had 5 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and a block to go with her 16.
All right, streaks fall, 56-51 the final. Galesburg now 8-1 overall, 5-1 of the Western Big Six. The sophomores were a 36-32 winner here tonight. And I guess our final order of business, we didn't even discuss this off the air yet, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. My thought was really what got us going in the second quarter, not only defensively, a couple of really good moves that we had not seen from this this young lady before. You know, one drive from out on the perimeter going down, and another one with, I think, a dish off on one, and kind of got us going in the middle there. Any other thoughts other than?
Yeah, I was okay. Actually leaning toward a different way. I was looking at the freshman. She scores 4 of her 9
points.
Oh, that's
who, that's who I meant to be. Oh, that's who I was pointing at.
I thought you were pointing at
No, I was on the wrong line there.
Okay,
No. We're on the same page.
Okay, so, yeah, I was going with Kara Kilgore as well. She finishes with 9 points, 5 rebounds. She led the team in scoring in that fourth quarter with 4 points. She had 2 rebounds in that fourth quarter. She also had a couple buckets early on. And, you know, one of the buckets that I thought was the most important was that one, I think it was – I think the score was 47 all, and she grabbed a rebound and pulled it out of somebody's hands and put it back up and in, and that made the score 49-47 streaks at that point. Unfortunately, from that point, the streaks went cold, and watched as Rocky railed off 9 straight points. But that's where I was going to with the freshman, 9 points, 5 rebounds. 3 of those rebounds were offensive and an assist.
So, Kara Kilgore, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. You know what? And Coach Massey's mentioned this about Kara, that she's just got such a poise for a freshman.
Yes.
She's always steady. No, you don't see any emotion one way or the other, and it's rare to see that, especially from a freshman in a game pressure pack like this, late in it, and she's in there. And
she doesn't look timid. She goes in there, and she's not afraid to rip the ball away from somebody's hands, and she's not afraid to go in there strong. So, I totally agree. And well-deserved for her in this game. Unfortunately, it comes in a loss.
All right. So the streaks fall 56-51. Regroup and come back Friday night. Not going to be easy. We don't know, Geneseo, what they weren't at full strength last time. I don't know that would have made a difference. The streaks, they're full strength or not. The streaks, that's a team that they can beat.
Yes, it is.
They were missing a couple of girls off playing club volleyball. I have no idea this Friday what their commitments are, but I'm guessing full strength squad. That's just a guess, and it'll be up there at their place. But, again, you know, this is, as Coach Massey said, this is the first close game that we haven't been able to come out on top, and you learn from it and move on.
Right. No, and I think that's going to be big, and you start looking at how the conference is shaking out. Geneseo with a 79-52 lead win tonight over Sterling, so they move to 5-2. You're talking at Rocky at 5-2, Moline's at 5-2. Quincy 52-22 winners over UT, so they're just behind. I think they're at 4-3 now, I think. Yeah. And so they're sitting there 4-3. Streaks are at 6-1 at the top of the conference, but you're only a game clear, and Geneseo has a chance to come up and tie you now on Friday. You really want to come out and get a big W. Unfortunately, the boys also lost their perfect season tonight. They lose 70-60 to Rocky at the Fieldhouse. So a tough night for the sports on the network tonight. Wow. You got Illinois losing. You got both the boys and girls losing their perfect seasons. So,
but we'll move on. Still 8-1, 5-1, pretty impressive.
Yes.
And on the boys' side, 5-1, I believe as well. So, we'll do it all over again Friday night and Saturday night. We'll be back on the road Friday night at Geneseo. Saturday night, the girls will be back at the Fieldhouse. The boys. At home at the field house Friday night. They will be at Wharton Fieldhouse on Saturday night against Moline. So, streaks fall 56-51. The final score, Kara Kilgore, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. That's going to wrap it up here from Rock Island Fieldhouse. Thanks to Will Stevenson, our studio engineer. Streaks fall 56-51 for Eric Gibson. Tom Ayrton saying goodnight from Rock Island.
WGIL Sports thanks you for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball. On 92.7 FM, The Laser.